This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis arrived in a remote jungles of Papua New Guinea and landed on the northwest coast of the country with a ton of humanitarian aid to deliver to missionaries and faithful who live there. Francis started his Sunday in the capital with a mass before an estimated crowd of about 35,000 people. Trip is being carried out as part of his belief that the peripheries of the Catholic Church are more important than the centers of power. The Israel-Hamas war continues to claim lives as analysts warn suffering won't end unless a ceasefire deal is achieved.
Three Israeli civilians and the shooter were killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack, believed to be linked to the Israel-Hamas war.
It's a hard day. A despicable terrorist murdered three of our citizens in cold blood at the Allenby Bridge. On behalf of the government, I send my condolences to the families of the murdered.
Israeli troops continue their operations against Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Meanwhile, protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv Sunday in the continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a deal to return the hostages held in Gaza. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal and to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says passage of a six-month temporary spending bill would have widespread and devastating effects on the department and the military. He wrote in a letter Sunday to key members of Congress that passing continuing resolution that caps spending at 2024 levels rather than taking action on the proposed 2025 budget will hurt thousands of defense programs and damage military recruiting just as it's beginning recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic. The president of Algeria has been reelected. We have details from VOA's Christina Menenti.
President Abdelmadjid Tebboune has been named the winner of Algeria's presidential election, granting him another term leading the gas-rich North African nation 5 years after pro-democracy protests led to the ousting of his predecessor. In a result that surprised few observers internationally or in Algeria, the country's independent election authority on Sunday announced that Tebboune had won 94% of the vote, far outpacing his closest challenger. Election officials reported that 6 million of the country's 24 million voters had turned out to vote on Saturday, perpetuating the low voter turnout rates that marred Tebboune's first term and raised questions about his popular support. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
At least 48 people were killed Sunday in a fuel tanker truck explosion following a collision with another vehicle in north central Nigeria. The state's disaster management agency made that statement on Sunday.
The state emergency management agency in north central Niger State said the fuel truck collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. Several other vehicles were also caught up in the accident, it said. An agency spokesperson put the death toll at 48, and officials were still trying to clear the scene of the incident. Nigeria's state-owned oil firm, NNPC, last week hiked the price of gasoline by at least 39%. The second major increase in more than a year, but shortages have continued, forcing motorists to wait for hours in the country's major cities and towns. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Now, two NATO allies say that Russian drones violated their airspace. One reportedly flew into Romania during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine, while another crashed in eastern Latvia. A drone entered Romanian territory early Sunday as Moscow struck civilian targets and port infrastructure across the river in Ukraine. Romania's Ministry of National Defense also reported. Later that day, Latvian authorities said that the Russian drone fell on Saturday in a town about 55 kilometers west of the Russian border. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.